In this bulletin, Victoria becomes the first Australian jurisdiction to ban unvaccinated MPs from entering state parliament. Six dead following unrest in Lebanon. And in sport, France to build 5,000 new facilities ahead of the Paris Olympics. Good morning, Claire Slattery with SBS News. Victoria has become the first Australian jurisdiction to ban unvaccinated MPs from entering state parliament. A government motion passed in the upper house on Thursday evening, 31 votes to 4, after more than 2 hours of fierce debate and failed amendments. It comes as a vaccine mandate for all authorised workers in Victoria comes into effect from today. All parliamentary members and staff will now have to prove they've received at least one dose of a COVID vaccine or have an appointment booked before October 22nd to continue working on site. They'll also need to have had their second dose by November 26th. Any member who does not comply will be suspended from entering the parliament until the second sitting day of the 2022 parliamentary year. ACT residents will be waking up to eased COVID restrictions this morning after 9 weeks in lockdown. Cafes, pubs and restaurants are allowed to reopen from today, while Canberrans can have up to 5 visitors in their homes. The ACT's Chief Minister, Andrew Barr, says the Territory's path out of lockdown will need to be careful and gradual.
The virus will continue to spread in the community. There is a step forward though. A highly vaccinated Canberra will be a safer Canberra. And I can report that we are now at 98.8% of our eligible 12 plus population with a first dose of a vaccine. And we are at 74.7% fully vaccinated.
Sydneysiders are set to learn today whether they'll be able to travel to regional areas of New South Wales as early as next week. The change is supposed to be made once the state reaches an 80% vaccination target, which is expected to happen by this weekend. But the senior government members charged with leading the state's COVID-19 response have reportedly decided to postpone regional travel. At least 6 people have been killed and about 30 injured in Beirut as gunfire broke out at a protest against the judge investigating last year's deadly blast at the city's port. One woman died when she was struck by a bullet, while the army said in a statement the gunfire targeted protesters in an area dividing Christian and Shiite Muslim neighbourhoods. United States Undersecretary of State Victoria Nuland says the people of Lebanon deserve better.
We join the Lebanese authorities in their call for calm and de-escalation of tensions. The health and future of Lebanon's democracy depends on the ability of its citizens to address the difficult issues ahead for their country peacefully and through dialogue.
Norway's National Security Agency has confirmed that a Danish man suspected of a bow and arrow attack which killed 5 people was a Muslim convert, previously flagged as having been radicalised. The man is alleged to have shot at people at locations in the town of Kongsberg. The Norwegian Police Security Service Chief Hans Fierstjevold says that the suspect's actions appear to have been an act of terrorism.
The act itself looks like a terror act, but we do not know what is the motivation of the perpetrator here.
In sport, and France plans to build 5,000 new sports facilities ahead of the Paris 2024 Olympic Games. President Emmanuel Macron says most of the investment will go to some of the country's poorest areas. Mr. Macron made the comments on a visit to a new sports centre in a multicultural working-class area north of Paris. He says the government will provide around $232 million to help local authorities finance 1,000 judo halls, city parks and basketball courts.
Nous sommes là aujourd'hui dans la perspective, on est à un peu plus de 1000 jours de ces Jeux Olympiques.
We are here today, a little more than 1,000 days away from the Olympic Games. 2024 is tomorrow. It is a sports challenge, an economic challenge and a challenge of infrastructure as well for all the regions concerned by this event, because the whole world will come to France for it, to Paris, to Marseille, French Polynesia, and in many other sites.
And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, there'll be cloud increasing and an expected top of 32 degrees. In Adelaide, showers easing early and 18. Melbourne, a shower or two with late rain, 16. Hobart, showers and 18 degrees. Canberra, similar conditions and 14. In Wollongong, there'll be a shower or two and 21. Sydney, similar conditions and 23 degrees. In Newcastle, becoming windy, partly cloudy and 25. In Brisbane, showers and a possible storm, 29. Cairns, shower or two with a possible storm, 32 degrees. And in Darwin, it'll be much the same with a top of 34. That's SBS News.